وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and you and all of us the importance, the beauties, and the benefits of this beautiful month of Ramadan. In some of our programs, we've talked about the different aspects and the different advantages that we get in this month. One of the things, of course, is the fact that it's easier to do good deeds. So much easier to do those good deeds. But guess what else? When we do them, they count more. Even though Allah made it easier for us to do good deeds in this month, it will count so much more for us. Imagine this, that in this month, any good deed that I do will be worth so much more, maybe 70 times more, maybe 700 times more, maybe 7,000, as much as Allah wants to increase it. One simple good deed is never one deed in front of Allah. Even one good deed is always at least 10 or more. So remember this as we're going through this beautiful month. As it gets shorter and shorter, the days are already running out. We look to the moon, we say, oh, where's it going? Where's the month going? Just the other day we got started, and here it's coming closer to the end, closer to the end. And I want to do this, I want to do that. So let's take advantage of every single minute. When we get up in the morning, let's remember to recite some of our Quran. When we get a chance during the day, let's stop and recite some of our Quran. When we have an opportunity in the afternoons or the evenings to sit with someone, let's do this. Remind them, let's recite some Quran together. Help me do what's called reviewing of my Quran. I would like to remember or pronounce it better, or correct something that I might have a mistake in. Or maybe I'd like to teach someone else. Benefits are going both ways. The Prophet, peace be upon him, told us, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَمَ. The best of you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach it. Now this is any time of the year, you can become the best of the best of the Muslims simply by doing what? Learning and then teaching. Even if you learn just one ayah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us, convey from me, he's saying to us, convey from me, even if it's only one ayah. Well, you know Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You know Qul Hu Allah Hu Ahad. These are each one ayah. So, memorize it. Say it correctly. Speak it so that you can say it just right. And then teach it to somebody else. Maybe somebody in your family. Maybe a neighbor. Maybe somebody who's not even Muslim. You can teach them the Quran. Did you know that? Somebody who's not Muslim could actually learn the Quran. Yeah. Because Quran affects everybody. So much so, the shaitan, he even runs away from the Quran. So this is the month of the Quran. Shahr Ramadan, the month of Quran. Think about it like that. Shahr Ramadan, the month of Quran. Every day, every morning, every afternoon, every evening, after Salah, even when I have the Imam with me, ask him, can we recite the Quran just for a minute? Help me. And then help others. Share the Quran with others. This is the month of the Quran. One of the beauties, one of the benefits, and certainly one of the most important obligations of the Muslim, learn the Quran. But be sure to learn the meaning of the Quran that goes with it. Because it's not enough just to say some words in Arabic and think you've got the blessings. It's important to know what you said and get the maximum reward, the maximum blessings in this beautiful month of Shahr Ramadan. Well, we've run out of time, and it's time now to remind you of some other thing, and that's our website. The website, Ramadan Reminders, www.ramadanreminders.com. Till next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum.
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان بالنور بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان
والمسلمون الصائمون تأهبوا كالجند في سوح الوغى فرسان